Let's step away from COVID news for a moment because China has exchanged tit-for-tat blame with the group of countries, including Australia, who've called out Beijing's role in a massive global ransomware attack earlier this year. It came as the US revealed wide-ranging cyber threats from Beijing, including the attack that exploited a vulnerability in the Microsoft Exchange email program. The US says the hackers in that case were associated with China's Ministry of State Security and demanded millions of dollars, sometimes for their own profit, while also acting for the Chinese state. A statement from China's embassy in Canberra says the accusations are groundless and it accuses the US and its allies of similar behaviour. But in joining the US, the EU and NATO, as well as other Five Eyes intelligence partners with the attribution, the Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews claimed China's government would suffer significant reputational damage. Well, Labor is pressing the government for more action. Tim Watts is the Federal Opposition spokesman on cybersecurity.
We welcome this attribution. All states should act responsibly in cyberspace, and we would expect the Morrison government to work with our international partners to hold malicious actors to account. Now, as to whether this attribution achieves the objectives of the Morrison government in this space, I don't know. And I say that because the Morrison government's attribution policy isn't public. We don't know what the Morrison government is seeking to achieve through making attributions like this because they don't tell us.
It's an incredibly difficult space, though, isn't it? I mean, we've seen, you know, the EU's attribution statement, for example, is a tiny bit more reticent than the United States. And some countries are not even on board with the attribution, like India, for example. It's not a simple thing.
No, attribution can be a complex task, both technically and from a strategic and political perspective. There are often not easy answers here. For this Microsoft Exchange campaign, Microsoft itself attributed responsibility for this campaign in March of this year. And the strong attribution made by Five Eyes members subsequent to that attribution does seem to be persuasive. Now, whether it will change behaviour is a whole other matter. We've seen the US Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, say that the indictments that accompanied this attribution are the consequences for failing to comply with appropriate norms of state behaviour are what the US is leaning on, but we haven't seen any statements from the Australian government about any consequences attached to this attribution.
And what about consequences for Australia? Because, of course, the China-Australia relationship has been dogged by actions by China that have been highly detrimental to our trade. Would you imagine we might be in for another round of that?
Well, part of the problem here is that we don't know what factors the Morrison government takes into account when making an attribution statement. They in the past have said that the government will make an attribution where it is in the national interest, but we don't know what factors it takes into account in making that judgment. My view is that all international actors have a responsibility to reinforce norms of appropriate state behaviour in cyberspace. So when there is conduct that is outside the lines, it's important that it's called out, my view.
Now, you're obviously in the opposition. You don't have, you know, all of the inside running on this. But what's your understanding of how significant this attack was and perhaps still is, particularly for Australian companies and entities?
Well, the exploitation of this Microsoft Exchange vulnerability was a very significant incident. It affected tens of thousands of servers around the world. And that imposes real costs on the organisations that run those servers, you know, remediation costs, costs of investigating to see whether those servers were compromised. So, you know, part of the problem with this conduct was the indiscriminate nature of it. You know, it caused very significant damage to a very large number of organisations around the world. And that's why it's important that not only is the conduct called out as inappropriate, but also responsibility is also attributed.
Now, do you have any sense of whether there are any companies or entities who were affected who may not know they were affected? It was sort of unclear from the minister's statement this morning as to whether everyone who was caught up in this actually does still know.
Well, one of the welcome parts about this incident was that Microsoft acted very quickly after this vulnerability was discovered. So patches were provided very quickly after the incident was revealed. In other jurisdictions, we saw the FBI, in fact, using warrant powers to go in and remedy this vulnerability on a large number of servers within the US. So The practical fallout of this vulnerability was much less than people feared when it initially was discovered. But as I say, that was thanks to the very significant efforts of organisations around the world to address this vulnerability and to protect themselves.
Mm. Now, this week, the federal government established a new cross-agency task force called Operation AUKUS to tackle cyber issues. The Home Affairs Minister says time's up for ransomware gangs. Is that a welcome move?
Well, Labor's been calling for a national ransomware strategy since February of this year. So not only time's up, it's past time that the government got serious about combating this issue. Ransomware is a $1 billion cost on the nation every year. And it's important that we have a strategy that's designed to increase the costs on actors who seek to attack Australian organisations and to reduce the returns. I introduced a private members bill into the parliament last parliamentary sitting to establish a mandatory notification scheme, forcing any organisations that feel compelled to make a ransom payment to inform the government of that before they make that payment, so that intelligence can be collected and so that our signals intelligence and our law enforcement agencies can seek to crack down on those actors. That is really the foundation of any policy response to this issue. And while I welcome the establishment of Operation AUKUS, I do call on the government to allow my private members' bill to be debated as a matter of urgency when Parliament returns.
Have you had any indication from the government as to whether they think that mandatory notification is something they want to do?
Yes, well, the response from the government's been pretty encouraging. Mike Pezzullo in Senate Estimates has said that government was looking favourably on that. Karen Andrews, the responsible minister, has said that the government was considering the introduction of a mandatory notification scheme. We saw Chris Krebs, the former head of the United States Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, testifying before the PJCIS, saying that such a scheme was needed. And we've seen the Australian Strategic Policy Institute release a report just in the last few weeks, also calling for such a scheme. So we think that a mandatory notification scheme for ransomware payments makes a lot of sense. There seems to be consensus that it would make a positive contribution to fighting this issue. And yeah, we just want the government to be practical and to support the bill that we've already introduced to establish one.
Okay, so we've got Operation AUKUS. There's obviously, the government says it's already invested nearly $90 million to expand capabilities against cybercrime. And it looks like it's positive for your mandatory notification bill. Are you sort of positively disposed, I suppose, towards the direction the government's going in?
Well, one of the big problems with ransomware in recent times, it's been a crime of impunity. So we know that has been a very large number of incidents in Australia, a large number of very substantial Australian organisations being victims of ransomware attacks. But we've seen no law enforcement response. There's only been one person charged in Australia for a ransomware incident in the last 12 months. And when we asked the Australian Federal Police how many ransomware investigations they were undertaking in Senate Estimates last year, they said that they weren't tracking the number of investigations. So we've been calling for some time to end the age of impunity for ransomware attacks and for the Australian government, for law enforcement and signals intelligence to get serious about responding to these entities. I mean, we need to really impose costs on threat actors that target Australian organisations. That's the only way we're going to deter these attacks and reduce the number of ransomware attacks on Australian organisations.
Tim Watts, thanks very much for your time today.
Pleasure, Linda.
Tim Watts is the Federal Opposition's spokesman on cybersecurity.